So what we recommend now in CLL is starting at a low dose such as 5 milligrams a day and escalating slowly, and for the first few weeks at least, checking appropriate laboratory studies 3 times a week, that being uric acid, potassium, phosphorus, calcium, renal function, for example. Regular evaluation of those parameters, and to really jump in quickly if there's evidence of either chemical or certainly clinical tumor lysis syndrome, whether it be with allopurinol, which is probably not the best drug to treat tumor lysis syndrome, more likely with rasburicase.
In what situations is it used in general? What's the most common use?
It's used in situations like Burkitt's lymphoma, lymphoblastic lymphoma, any aggressive lymphoma. It is approved in kids for ALL.
But it's only for tumor lysis syndrome, no other uses?
Right. It is a drug specific for tumor lysis syndrome. The story of the rasburicase is in contrast to allopurinol, which blocks the formation of uric acid. And therefore, if you've already got a lot of uric acid, it doesn't do anything. Rasburicase results in the degradation and elimination of the uric acid by creating a much more soluble degradation product, allantoin. It's for tumor lysis syndrome, and there have been randomized trials demonstrating its benefit in pediatrics primarily, but it's also been used in adults, lymphoblastic lymphoma, acute lymphoblastic leukemias, and other settings where you expect that because of the high turnover rate of the tumor, when you kill the tumor, you're going to be discharging all the debris, notably the uric acid, into the system. And this drug is really an outstanding drug in the management and prevention of tumor lysis syndrome, which can be a life-threatening and even fatal complication.
Do you think most oncologists know about the drug?
Probably not. I know our fellows, some of them know about it. It's not that new, but as I said, it's been mostly studied in the pediatric population. Therefore, adult oncologists may not be as aware of it.
Have you had patients with this tumor lysis syndrome?
We have certainly had patients with chemical tumor lysis syndrome in the setting of lenalidomide. I haven't had anybody with clinical tumor lysis syndrome, the difference being the development of renal insufficiency and other untoward effects. We've had patients whose uric acid has gone up, calcium has gone down, phosphorus has gone up, and potassium has gone up. And we've treated them with rasburicase, and they've done well.
And then you can continue treatment, escalate the dose back up?
Then we continue treatment and monitor them very carefully. There's one gentleman that I can think of offhand where we've had to reinstitute rasburicase again.